Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering complete holiday meals, sustainably raised meats, seasonal recipes, and more, with 9 neighborhood locations. More information at pccnaturalmarkets.com/holiday.
Hey, Nets, I don't know what it is, but lately I've been imagining you as an 18th century Irish milkmaid, milking those cute little goats in the pearly pink dawn and carrying their nutritious burden, sloshing quaintly in its quaint bucket as you trudge your way back to your quaint little farmhouse to make it into cheese. Or maybe get ravished by Seamus, the handsome and lusty young heir to palatial Cheesemont Manor. Has anyone ever called you cheesy?
You know, Stein, I'm just going to say right now, have you been reading my column? Are you making fun of me?
I just put in a little edit on your
cheese. Thanks a lot. Stein is busting my chops because I wrote about this wonderful little farmstead creamery in Eatonville called Mountain Lodge Farm. And there I met this young woman. Her name is Megan McKenna. She moves here. She gets married. She's a cheesemonger.
Wouldn't that be a great title, though, for a TV miniseries, The Young Cheesemongers?
I think so. And when people said, that show stinks.
Oh, that's terrible. This is going so far off the rails, but I love it.
So what's so wonderful is she gets to milk the goats and tend the goats and make the cheese on this lovely little farm. Doesn't that just sound so romantic to you?
Well, I don't know if it sounds romantic, but it does. It sounds so idyllic that I know that it can't really be like that.
Right, and that is the
truth. It's just really a lot of work, hard work.
It's an incredible amount of work.
I want to just talk about cheese in general. Do you have a favorite cheese? Favorite way to eat it?
Every week I have a new favorite cheese. Yeah. And when I was up with Megan, her Paradise, which is absolutely lovely cheese, as well as her Summit, another one. So she does all goat cheeses. They're working on sheep cheese. You know, that's the other thing. People don't want to spend a lot of money on cheese, but they have to understand when they're eating really good handmade cheeses, they're expensive and they're worth it. And you really don't need a lot.
Well, it's absolutely worth it, and we have to remember that there's a lot of work. It's very labor-intensive to make this kind of cheese, and people deserve to be paid for their labor and for their skill. I will add that anything worth eating a lot of.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think that a little bit of great cheese goes a long way. This time of the year, it's your favorite time of the year, Stein, right? The holiday season? People are thinking of things to buy for people. And I just have to say right now, if you're going to somebody's house, you want to bring a hostess gift. You could bring a bottle of wine, right? Or you could bring a nice hunk of good cheese.
I could gift wrap a nice Velveeta.
Yeah, that's what you would do. And the box would be easy to gift wrap. However, I love those little Saint Marcellin cheeses that come in the little tiny crock. If you find them at the right price, they're like $7, $6, $7. And you get to keep the crock.
Let me ask you if you've ever done this. Take a nice baguette, you hollow it out as well as you can, and smear it with the runniest, smelliest brie that you can find or something like it. And then get some really strong salami. Put that in there, thin sliced onions on top. Pour yourself a cold one and have at it.
Stein, next time I come over, you want to make that for me?
I will make that for you. And then we'll have to isolate ourselves, you know, for at least a day. Feeling cheesy, eaters? Let us know if you want to. Just go to kplu.org and click on Food for Thought.
And tell us, what's your favorite cheese and where do you get it?
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick, the cheesy one, Stein.